not unhappy. You cannot believe this because it would require you to believe in a God without need or judgment, and you cannot imagine such a God. The reason that you cannot imagine such a God is that you cannot imagine such a human. You do not believe that you can live that way, and you cannot imagine a God who is greater than you. When you come to understand that you can live that way, then you will know all there is to know about God. You will know that your second assessment was right. God is not greater than you. How can God be? For God is that which is you, and you are that which is God. Yet you are greater than you think you are. Masters know this. There are masters walking your planet right now who know this. These masters come from many traditions, religions, and cultures, yet they all have one thing in common. Nothing makes masters unhappy. In the early days of your primitive culture, most humans were not in this place of mastery. Their only desire was to avoid unhappiness or pain. Their awareness was too limited for them to understand that pain did not have to produce unhappiness. And so their life strategy was built around what later came to be described as the pleasure principle. They moved toward what brought them pleasure and moved away from what deprived them of pleasure or caused pain. Thus the first illusion, the idea that need exists, was born. It was what could be called the first mistake. Need does not exist. It is a fiction. In reality, you need nothing to be happy. Happiness is a state of mind. This is not something that early humans were capable of grasping. And because they felt that they needed certain things in order to be happy, they assumed that the same must be true of all life. Included in that assumption was that part of life, which they came to understand as a greater power, a power that succeeding generations have conceptualized as a living being, referred to by a wide variety of names, among them Allah, Yahweh, Jehovah, and God. It was not difficult for early humans to conceive of a power greater than themselves. Indeed, it was necessary. An explanation was needed for things that happened that were totally out of their control. The mistake here was not in assuming that there was such a thing as God, the combined power and the combined energy of all that is, but in assuming that the total power and complete energy could need anything at all, that God was in some way dependent on something or someone else to be happy or satisfied, complete or fulfilled. This was like saying that the fullness was not full, that it needed something to make it full. It was a contradiction in terms. But they could not see this. Many still do not see it today. From this creation of a dependent God, people produced a cultural story in which God has an agenda. In other words, there are things God wants and needs to occur, and ways in which they must occur in order for God to be happy. Humans have reduced this cultural story to a myth that is crystallized as, "Thy will be done." Your idea that I had a will forced you to then try to figure out what my will was. This exercise quickly made it clear that there was no universal agreement among your species on this point. And if not everyone knew or agreed on what God's will was, not everyone could possibly be doing God's will. The cleverest among you used this rationale to explain why some people's lives seem to work better than others. But then you forced a new question. How could it be possible for God's will not to be done if God was God? Clearly, there was a flaw in that first illusion. This should have revealed the idea of need as false. But humans knew at some very deep level that they could not give up the illusion, or something very vital would come to an end. They were right, but they made a mistake. Instead of seeing the illusion as an illusion, and using it for the purpose for which it was intended, they thought they had to fix its flaw. Thus it was to fix the flaw in the first illusion that the second illusion was created.